God is good all the time on Uplifting Life Songs. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Taco Tuesday. I'm JoJo. It's a great day because, well, of course, tacos. But it's even greater of a day because joining me on the phone this afternoon is the guy who sings one of the best life song jams right now. Austin French, thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, JoJo. It's an honor to be on the station.
You just released your debut album called Wide Open. It was actually released on September 7th.
Right. The day it came out.
Do you kind of feel like you've been living a dream since being on the TV show Rising Star back in 2014? Like, do you keep pinching yourself being like, okay, wake up? That kind of how you
feel? I do. It's crazy. I call myself the fangirl artist because I fangirl over everyone. I was a Christian music fan growing up, and so uh-huh. to kind of be on the other side of now, like going on the road or singing on stages with these people and even writing songs with these people, it's just like, God, is this really real? Like, is this happening right now? And so it definitely has that effect on me, and I'm honored, honestly. It blows me away that God would use me despite of me, and he loves me, knows me, and still wants to use me. And so, yeah, it blows me away. It definitely feels like a dream a lot of times.
Who is, like, one of those artists that you get, like, fangirl about?
Well, the last one I fangirled about was Mark Hall from Casting Crown. And, I kind of went up to meet him, not as an artist, as a fan. He did a concert, and I was in his, like, merch line just to go meet him kind of mm-hmm. thing. And then he stops me and is like, man, are you Austin French? I'm
no
like,
way.
There's no way you know me, dude. There's no way. Like, no way at all that you know me. He's like, dude, I love your song. And I'm so, like, he took a picture with me on his phone. I'm just like, this is not real. Like, this has to be a dream. But I was fangirling pretty hard, that one for sure. But what a great guy and what a great ministry. So it just blows me away that people are like that in this industry. And it's just honestly just an honor to be a part of it.
How cool is that? Like, chalk that up on the list of things that, like, is the coolest thing in your life, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So cool. You grew up in a small town, and yet here you are making huge impacts in music. So here's my personal opinion. I truly think that you'll get nominated next year for a Dove Award for New Artist of the Year.
Aww.
If that happens, you can totally say that JoJo called it, because I truly, honestly, like, when I was looking at the list of people who got nominated for this year, I was kind of like, why isn't he on there? Because I really love your song, and I think that you're going to be on there next year. So that's just my personal opinion.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What is your advice for, like, the young Life Songs listener who is dreaming to do what you are doing right now? I mean, I know that you put in years of work. So what would be your advice to them?
Don't stop serving God in the small moments. If you're faithful with the small moments, I've played for literally at a concert before, like, it, and got paid nothing to do it. And, like, if you're faithful with those moments, God will trust you with moments ahead of you. Like, I just feel like if you're not willing to serve God in the small moments, then you're probably not worthy enough to lead people in the bigger moments. If your heart's not there, you have to realize who you're doing it for first. I honestly believe God will bless a heart that's willing to serve God before the people that are in the audience. So that's what I would say to a young listener, is if you want to do this for the rest of your life, then serve where you're serving, be connected to your local church. Don't be afraid to serve God in the small moments where it's hard. And it's always going to be hard. I don't know if it ever really gets easy.
Yeah.
It's just a different kind of hard, you know? And
mm-hmm.
But God is good, and he's worth the sacrifice and the time it takes to build the story and for him to prepare you for the stages that you're going to step on eventually.
Amen. You know, you can kind of relate it to being a parent. It's like the mundane things that you do day in and day out. It doesn't seem like mm-hmm. much, but it really is important, you know, especially with
Amen.
Your kids, with being diligent about raising them right and raising them, training them,
right.
them up in the way of the Lord. Those things seem so inconvenient, but it truly
right.
just, it makes the future for them look like Jesus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a 3-year-old that we just potty trained. So
oh, goodness. You got your hands full.
All about that. Absolutely.
Freedom Hymn is literally one of the best songs on Life Songs right now. It's one of those songs that you can literally listen to over and over again and not get tired of. Me personally, I sing it at the top of my lungs very badly, but I do. For those who are trying to get free of chains, addictions, and bondages mm-hmm. in their lives, what encouragement can you give to see a true freedom in Christ? Because so often right. that's hard to come by, to be honest, especially in the
right.
day and age that we live in. What would you say in regards to that?
The first step to the recovery program is admitting that you have a problem and that you can't do it on your own. You know, the first step to living a life of freedom of Jesus, to accept that freedom, you have to admit that you have a problem and that you need something and someone greater than yourself, and his name is Jesus. And so this song really for me if you listen to the verses of the song, it paints the struggle of trying to be good enough and trying to do things on your own, trying to break chains of addiction on your own, but it's impossible. But the only thing that sets us free is Jesus. Scripture said that it is for freedom that Christ set us free. And it also says that whoever the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
And so this song is a hymn for the people that are tired of trying on their own. It's the people that seem like every time they keep coming back to the same thing because they think they can be good enough and they can beat it, but you can't beat it.
Mm-hmm.
Sin, we were born into sin. We're born sinners and we're addicted to it. But only accepting Jesus and accepting salvation and freedom that comes from him, letting go of the reins of trying to be perfect and saying, okay, it's okay not to be okay, because when I'm not okay, there's grace that is sufficient for me, mercies that are new every morning, and strength far beyond anything that I could ever do on my own. And so that would be my encouragement to you, is the only way you're going to find freedom and have a freedom hymn is admitting and surrendering your life needs it.
Amen. I want to personally thank you for writing that song, because for me, it's been such an important song in my life, because I truly mm-hmm. feel like God has broken so many chains off of me just recently. And so it really truly is my freedom hymn. And I just wanted to say that to you, because I could literally cry right now, because it really has. I can't do it without the Lord. And I just appreciate for following after the Lord and what he put on your heart to sing. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Oh, JoJo, thank you so much for sharing that. That it blesses my heart. You know, like I get on stages all around the U.S. and I leave my family to share the song. And so to hear that God is using it in people's life like yours to overcome things that you maybe thought you never overcome, that's why I do what I do. It's because Jesus is real. Freedom is there. And it's waiting for us. And I'm so honored that this song has played a part in your story.
Now I'm trying to get my mind back to where I need to be with this interview, because I'm like, oh, how am I going to finish this? Anyway, we're going to get through it. Thank you for choosing Life Songs on your commute this afternoon. I'm JoJo, hanging out with Austin French, and let's switch gears just a bit and play a little game the Family of Life Songs calls the Life Songs Lightning Round. And it basically is a game to get to know you better and determine what your likes and dislikes are. It's like A or B type of question, so just be sure to say the first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, you ready? Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram.
Acoustic or electric guitar?
Acoustic.
Summer or winter?
Winter.
Oh, man, we can't be friends, because I'm so sad that the summer is going away.
Well, fall is my favorite season, so it gets us to winter.
Yeah. Plaid or floral?
Floral.
Yeah, I saw that floral shirt you wear on Instagram. I saw it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm pointing it out. Would you rather change a dirty diaper or wash dishes?
Dirty diaper.
Oh, wow. That was kind of surprising, especially coming from
a
guy.
I've refined my dirty diaper process. I can do it pretty quick. Dishes take a while.
It's
hands
true.
Get croony.
Yep.
You know, like, I think it would take less time to change a dirty diaper.
Agreed. But I'm proud of you for that answer. Good job. What is your favorite coffee drink? And please don't say pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, no. Mine is a dirty chai latte.
Oh, okay.
So it's a chai tea latte with a shot of espresso.
Oh, wow. Lots of caffeine.
It is lots of caffeine. that's the drink of a sleep-deprived parent right there.
Yeah, exactly. What is your favorite salad dressing, and is it predictable?
Ooh, it used to be ranch.
Okay.
But now it is Caesar dressing.
Okay, I thought you were going to say French, so, you know, I had to just point that out. Yeah, because ranch, French, it kind of ends in the same.
That's right.
Yeah. What is your current favorite musician who inspires you?
Oh, my current musician that inspires me. That's a hard one. Well, actually, probably currently his last record. I told you I'm a Christian music fan, but mm-hmm. Matthew West is one of those guys that inspire me. I just know him personally now. We wrote a song on my record together.
Cool.
And so just hearing his heart and hearing the songs off of his last record. Really, it just inspires me of the songs that he's writing and the creativity that goes behind it. So,
cool. That's really awesome that you've gotten to really know him. And, you know, especially being a listener of Christian radio for so long, those are like the dream, you know, the dream
right.
team people like Mark Hall
Absolutely.
And Matthew West. And it does. It makes you just like so excited to talk to them and meet them. So that's really
right.
cool. You did it. You made it out of the Life Songs Lightning Round alive. Wasn't that
easy? Yes. We did it. And I survived.
Yay,
we're good.
You did great. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Life Songs family today. We can't wait to listen to your new album. It's called Wide Open. To hear that song that you wrote with Matthew West on it. It's going to be so awesome.
It was awesome to get to talk to you guys too. I'm an LSU Tiger fan, so
Yay.
It's always good to talk to some good Louisiana folks.